unless you have it recorded, you may have a hard time finding Roseanne to watch ever again, as now even reruns of the sitcom are disappearing from cable following Roseanne Barr's racist tweet concerning Valerie Jarrett, then President Obama's top advisor. Viacom Cable Networks, Paramount, TV Land, and CMT now say they're all pulling Roseanne reruns from their schedules, and Hulu says it will follow suit. Barr is claiming her use of the sleep aid Ambien was a factor in the tweet she calls a stupid joke. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn. Tangible Investments is the main title sponsor of my show. Many of my fans and listeners tell me they buy gold and collectible coins from a local dealer in their city because they don't know where else to go, or from telemarketers they see on TV because these companies spend millions to advertise. Sadly, the majority of companies that consumers reach out to rely on commissioned salespersons who have limited experience, limited expertise, and no credentials whatsoever. Tangible Investments has been around for 35 years. They build long-term relationships, not one-time sales. They work on the lowest spreads anywhere in the industry, so you always get the best price. Most importantly, the listeners of War Now are guaranteed to deal directly with Mike Bonham, VP of Tangible, and a staff of senior executives with a combined 200 years of experience in precious metals. Get the best prices, the lowest spread, deal with the most credible, experienced experts in the industry, and right now start your Tangible relationship off right with a free American Silver Eagle. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Or visit TII1.com.
A surprising statement from a top House Republican who says he has no reason to believe President Trump's claim that the FBI was ever spying on his campaign for political reasons. South Carolina Congressman Trey Gowdy was among a group of lawmakers who did get a briefing last week from leaders at the FBI and Justice Department on that very issue. Last night, Gowdy says,
I am even more convinced that the FBI did exactly what my fellow citizens would want them to do when they got the information they got.
Gowdy speaking there on Fox News. The body of a missing Maryland National Guardsman swept away by floodwaters in Ellicott City on Sunday has been found. Edison Herman was helping this woman, Kate Bowman, look for her cat when he disappeared in the water. Now Bowman says,
I would never try to endanger somebody's life. Never.
ISIS claims responsibility for an attempted terrorist attack on a government building in Kabul, Afghanistan, hours ago, which left one police officer dead. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Harvey Weinstein's defense lawyer is calling charges against the disgraced movie mogul absurd. Ben Brofman saying the two criminal cases against his client will not stand up in court and that Weinstein and one of his accusers did have a relationship for years. At a court hearing yesterday, Brofman complained to a judge about pre-trial publicity. Weinstein remains out on bail as a grand jury continues its work. It's expected to hand up an indictment against him soon. There are reports the U.S. intelligence community does not really believe North Korea wants to get rid of its nuclear weapons. NBC News is reporting a CIA analysis says that a more realistic concession is that the North will say it wants to scale back its nuclear program or undo some of its recent gains. The report also says the North wants to make some sort of peaceful gesture towards the U.S., and they're predicting it might offer to open a Western hamburger franchise in the North Korean capital city. Officials from the U.S. and North Korea are working to revive the summit between President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un that's been set for the 12th of June. And just getting word that residents near North Carolina's Lake Tahoma are now being allowed back home after a mandatory evacuation was lifted. A flash flood emergency had been declared for areas downstream because of what was believed to be the imminent failure of the lake's dam. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Oh, folks, you know what that music is. That's the time for modern design. This blue thing is a really new trend. A lot of the designers are trying to introduce blue as a new cabinet color.
This is topical for you guys. This is really topical.
And the mother said, well, I'd like her room to be gray. And the little girl said, Mom, gray is the color of depression. Hi, this is Rich Scuderi of Modern Design. We're on live every Wednesday from 2 to 3, and you're listening on WHCR-DB.
Hey, good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Here is your weather. Look outside the window. It is cloudy, somewhat dreary, but the sun isn't beating down on you. It's 71 degrees right now. And tonight we have a slight chance of showers after 3 o'clock for your commute home. You might want to bring that umbrella. Tomorrow, chance of showers and thunderstorms. I think I read the same exact page last week. Chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly after 2 o'clock with a high near 71. Thursday night, showers are likely. I should just say et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Same thing through Friday, but your high is going to be near 85, so that's not too bad. Going into Friday night, still the chance of thunderstorms. Listen, get some bottled water. Keep it around. You know, get some canned food. You never know if you lose power, right? We're just talking about this. So here's the deal. Saturday, scattered showers with a high near 77, but it's only a 50% chance of precipitation. So for Community Day in Hunterdon County, that's going to be a pretty good shot. Maybe it won't rain, but the sun won't be out, so it won't be so bad being out there. Sunday, chance of showers, high near 68. It cools off a little bit. And Sunday night, same thing, scattered showers, low of 54. It's not too shabby, folks. Not too bad for a weather report. We'll be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR-DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We are a few weeks away from opening up with our first challenge, and we are located at 1802 Route 31 at the beautiful Gray Rock Shopping Plaza in Clinton, right on Route 31. Listen, folks. Before I get into this, today is the last day for huge savings. Founding member special is going away tonight. Our current pricing, you could save $170 off. And we have our next trial class coming out next Friday night, June 8th, 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Holiday Inn in Clinton, 6:30. You got to go to our Facebook page, find the event, and register there. Hey, bring a friend. You know how many times I hear people say, I really would like to impact somebody's life positively? Here's your chance. You bring them the gift of health. Let them change their life, okay? And big deal, this weekend is the Hunterdon County Community Day. And the Max Challenge of Clinton and the Max Challenge of Flemington have partnered up, and there will be a table there. You can come down, meet people, ask questions. I'm sure there's going to be some giveaways. That's 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. this Saturday, June 2nd, at the Hunterdon Fairgrounds in Ringo's. If you have any questions about the Max Challenge of Clinton, call, got your pen, 908-627-7020, 908-627-7020. So let's see, Ron's watching, Megan's watching, Kathy's watching, hi Janice and Mark, and that leads me a perfect segue coming up here. I just said to Mayor Janice that she is the most important person I think I have had on this show, aside from Ron and Lauren. They signed the check, so I got to say that.
That's right.
So, so shout out to Ron and Lauren and Megan. I have on today the Honorable Mayor Janice Kovach. I should have asked you that before we got on. Of the beautiful town of Clinton, New Jersey. And it is such an—I'm really such a pleasure to have you here today, Janice.
Thanks for having
me. It really is.
I'm glad to be here.
Thank you for being here and taking the time. So, Janice was elected to mayor in November of 2011 and sworn in 2012. This is your second term.
Yes.
And you served on the council previously before that.
Yes.
My understanding, and then you cut your council term short to serve as the state director for the Division of Women.
Yes.
Which is we'll talk about that a little bit. And just from my own personal feedback and things that I've noticed and people I've talked to, you have a reputation of being such a committed person, a person of integrity, and it's just I'm just so glad to be able to sit with you today and chat.
Thank you. So I appreciate that.
Thanks again for being here. So welcome. So I gave a little bit of background here. What was it? I mean, you grew up in Clinton, I found out today.
Yes, I grew up in Clinton. It's, you know, Clinton's one of those communities. It is just, it's my own version of Disney. I'm a huge Disney fanatic, and if I can't be at Disney, you know, Clinton is the next best as far as a place to live. It's, everyone is welcoming. Mm-hmm. It's a community that's involved, and it's a place where I wanted to raise my kids. You know, as a teenager, I'm sure I told my parents I wanted to get out of Dodge and never come back. But, you know, the minute it was time for my children to start going to school, I knew where I needed to be, and I knew where I wanted them to be.
Sure, sure. And I shared with you briefly, I lived in Florida for a short time. When I came back to New Jersey, I had two places to choose from. I could go back to Carlstadt, where I grew up.
Right.
And or to Clinton, and I definitely made the right choice of going back to Clinton.
I agree.
Thank you. Thank you. So, you know, it's got to be a question you've been asked before. How did you become first involved in government, or why? I mean, you are one busy person.
Yeah. So
what was it?
I love politics. I've always been interested in politics. And, of course, going to college, my parents were like, well, you really need a business degree because politics isn't going to pay the bills. So I took some poli-sci classes, and when I finished one summer after I was at Cook College of Rutgers, I worked for the New Brunswick City of Department of Planning and Economic Development, and then I went on to work on a campaign that fall, and that was really kind of the first taste where I saw that there's a real difference that you can make in someone's life and in people's lives getting involved in local government. And some people do it through different organizations. For me, public policy was definitely a passion. So, you know, I kind of followed along, and it definitely didn't pay the bills. And I worked in corporate for, you know, 12 years before I decided to take a run at it myself. I worked for NatWest Bank and Prudential Insurance. Mm-hmm. And I love those jobs. I mean, they were amazing and enjoyable, and the people I worked with. But you never actually got to see how you impacted someone. Hmm. You know, the bottom line was what we worried about, not about the community. So when my office at Prudential was moving out to California, I was not going to go with them. And I was pregnant, I think, with my first son. Mm-hmm. I said, you know what? I'm going to get involved in politics. Mm-hmm. So I just kind of watched to see what was going on. I had my son. My daughter at that time was in middle school. Mm-hmm. My third child was born, and it was just the right time to run. And that was in 2003. I'd never run for office before. And you know, it's interesting because people, as I was knocking on doors, I'd get the, well, what do you know about government? You know, right. I see you pushing a stroller. So the assumption was, is because I was pushing a stroller, I was not qualified to do the job. No one ever thought about what my previous career was.
And sure.
I actually started carrying my resume around with me as I knocked on doors. So, you know, it was just one of those things. It was the right time. It was the right place.
Yeah.
I won my first council seat in 2003, and I served until almost the end of 2006, which would have been the end of my term, when Governor Corzine tapped me to run the New Jersey Division on Women, which I did that for 4 years, and came back and realized I still wasn't done and I wanted to be a part of something still.
Yeah.
And decided to run for mayor.
Fantastic. Fantastic. We're going to touch base on that just a little bit more when we get back. We're up on a hard break in a couple of seconds. We'll discuss that a little bit more because I'm very curious. I have another question I wanted to ask you that I wrote down. So we'll be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. Don't move, and I would definitely get a piece of paper and a pen so you can take notes because you're going to want to take some notes on this today, folks. We'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And welcome back to the Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, opening up at the Grey Rock Shopping Center in a few weeks. This is the last day to save a good chunk of money, so you're going to want to call us at 908-627-7020. Ron will help you. Lauren will help you. Megan will help you. I will help you. That's what we're here to do, is to help. And I am honored to be here with the mayor of Clinton, with Mayor Janice Kovach. Got that right. And jumping right back into it, because there's a lot of notes that I have here, and there's so many things that we could probably talk about. And thank you for being here again.
Thank you for having me.
One of the things you just mentioned was about how you got involved with the State Division of Women. And what I mentioned off air was one of the subjects that I wanted to speak about around about Mother's Day was how a woman in modern society can juggle so many things and yet make time for herself to stay in shape. And I know you said you run begrudgingly.
Yes.
Because of you like chocolate. And we both agree that milk chocolate is
absolutely the best.
Even if dark is the healthiest.
Yes.
Yes, amen to that. So so if you don't mind sharing, you have a lot on your plate to balance out and juggle. And like I said off air, it's impressive to me. How do you do this? How do you make that time?
You know, one of the things I think I learned earlier in my career was that if I didn't take time for myself in some way, shape, or form and be somewhat selfish, you know, it's probably when I talk to women who say, oh, you know, I've got all these things, you know, and it doesn't have to be anything significant. I've told people, you know, women, sometimes it's 15 minutes in the bathroom by yourself,
yeah,
you know, without the kids or the husband or the dog or someone calling and asking for something. It's just, it's taking that time to think about what's important.
Yeah.
You know, for me, I get my hair done every month regularly. You know, I change the color or whatnot. It's 2 hours of my life that no one can really bother me.
Sure.
Because I'm sitting in this chair, so I can use it to relax. I can use it to read. Running, yes, I run grudgingly. You know, we do the races in town, so the last thing I want to do is, I don't want to be the last one over the finish line. So sure. I am going to make sure I can at least be maybe second to last.
Absolutely.
You know, and I want to support the programs that give back to our community, and you know, whether it be the 100.5 marathon, which goes up Sand Hill Road.
Eric, we were talking about that, yeah.
Or, you know, the Sprint in Clinton, the Run of the Mill. Those are races that give back to our community. Mm-hmm. So I want to participate, but I also don't want to make a fool of myself.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, it, that's important. Yeah. And I try to take at least, if I don't get every day for myself, mm-hmm. you know, 5 or 10 minutes just to sit. Mm-hmm. You know, whether it's, even if it's watching a TV show, listening to some music, you know, mm-hmm. Each day kind of brings something different. I never quite know what I'm going to get.
Sure.
And balance is a myth, I think. Mm. It's because this week I may spend more time with town stuff and not focus on laundry or you know, the dishes. And I have to say that's okay. I let that go and I don't obsess about it.
How long did it take you to learn to not obsess about it?
A long time.
It was a long time?
Well, I shouldn't say it. It felt like a long time. It, like, all of a sudden, for me, was a switch. It was like, I remember looking at a basket of laundry one day going, I don't have time to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I had a meeting that I needed to get to, and I finally said, all right, you know what? I'm not going to do laundry. Mm-hmm. If someone needs something, I taught them all how to use the washing machine. Mm-hmm. The only thing they're not allowed to do is wash any of my clothes so that nothing gets ruined. and it worked. It was kind of letting it go. Yeah. That, to me, was really what the balance is being able to let go of obsessing about something.
A bit of household zen.
Yes.
In that sense. That just popped into my head.
Exactly. And even if it's, you know, same thing with town. You know, if I'm with my family, Memorial Day, we have a tradition. We go to Dorney Park. We've always taken the kids there.
Yeah.
I try to separate myself from work and really focus on spending time with my family. And everything is always going to be there.
Yeah.
So as long as everyone understands that it may not be immediate response, but I will respond.
It's interesting. As you're speaking, I'm thinking of the term caregiver. I volunteer with Hunterdon Hospice.
Yes.
And it's one of the subjects that's always in the back of my heart about the families and the caregivers of people.
Right.
So about them taking care of themselves.
You have to.
And so you spotlight that right now as a wife, a mother, a mayor, and a variety of other things we're going to chat about that you're involved with.
Right.
If you didn't take care of yourself, eat as best as you can, exercise a bit, take time for yourself, it affects your performance.
It does.
For everybody else that you care
about. It
affects
everybody. Absolutely. Yeah. It affects everybody around me. Because if I'm not there 100%, then something, you know, someone else isn't going to pick it up.
Yes. 100%. I agree with you 100%. So, again, very impressive to me how
Thank
you do that.
I
and
appreciate that.
You definitely have a passion for the town of Clinton.
I do.
It was very obvious. I mentioned to you when we met before that the first time I had any interaction with you was with the fire that was at Union Hill a number of years ago, and the way that everybody just gathered around to help these families. It's obvious what drew you to it, but when we're talking about historic Clinton, and it was something I think I even mentioned to Paul when he was here about how when you come out of the Holland Tunnel, there's signs. There's the sign for Clinton up there. And a very silly thing. Did you ever hear of Robot Chicken?
No.
Robot Chicken is a Comedy Central show. I think it's on late at night.
Okay.
And it's basically a claymation type of weird comedy.
Okay.
And a couple of years ago, they had this thing where there was a car chase and they came out of the Holland Tunnel and they had the sign for Clinton.
Really?
On Robot Chicken. It was crazy.
That's
was
wild. Crazy.
You might have to check it out on YouTube.
I'm going to have to go back and look now.
And I cracked up. It was like midnight when this came on, Janice.
Yeah, then I was definitely asleep at that point in time.
Yeah, I don't know why I was awake. But regardless. So speaking about historic Clinton, behind the scenes, what goes on to protect that area? I mean, it's got to be a bit sheltered in that sense.
It's a balance. You talk about balance again. You have to keep the community moving forward to meet the needs of, you know, residents coming in and businesses. But at the same time, there's this historic value to the community.
Yeah.
My eighth grade homeroom teacher was Allie McGarren, and she was also the mayor of Clinton. So when I was a student, she was my teacher, and she was our history teacher as well. And Clinton was her life. Mm-hmm. There wasn't a story she didn't know about Clinton. And then when I moved back home, she was the mayor at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So now I got to know her as a friend. And she loved history. That to her, you know, Clinton, talking about Clinton, I'd sit down and have coffee with her and her husband once a week. And there was always a new story.
Mm-hmm.
So people come to visit us, and you know, if we're walking downtown, I start reciting the history. Mm. If they've heard it before, they remind me, yeah, we've heard that before, Janice. But it's important to remember where we came from and what role Clinton played in our American history. You know, the very first Order of the Minutemen was established at Bunnell's Tavern right at exit 15.
I didn't know that.
In December of 1775.
Son of a gun.
The Pony Trust Bridge over Main Street was the throughway between New York and Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that was how you got across the river if you were going from one city to the next. We were such a major part of the area and our community that we want that to still be out there. We want to be able to talk about it.
Sure.
So we put a lot of the history out on our website. We have a historical commission. Mm-hmm. We've created most of the town is historically designated.
Okay.
So the buildings are all on the National Register.
Oh, super.
Which is important as well. And, you know, I know I teach my kids about, you know, where we came from and what the town's role in you know, the American history. But at the same time, I have to be responsive to businesses and how do we change and marry the two of them together.
Yeah.
And I'm hoping it's working. I mean, you know, there are times we hit some bumpy road, obviously.
Yeah.
But, you know, we really try to work hard to maintain that, the two together.
Yeah. I know we touched briefly on this earlier. Attracting new businesses to Clinton,
yes.
Maintaining the established businesses here.
Right.
And I know there's been some concern about that. And just briefly, is there anything behind the scenes you can share about what's going on with attracting new businesses?
So what's really interesting is Hunterdon County hired an economic development director, Mark Salek, and he has worked closely with a lot of the municipalities, and he pulls us together to try to work together. You know, he's out there promoting the county. We're providing him with the information we need or he needs to help sell our towns. We have designated redevelopment areas. So the old Agway property is you're going to see some redevelopment there.
Okay.
We're looking at the old AMP as far as some redevelopment there.
Mm-hmm.
And the goal is to really, and developers will reach out and say, listen, we're interested in this property. What are you interested in seeing? And those are the relationships that we're trying to continue and cultivate.
Sure.
Because rather than having something shoved down our throats that we really don't want, if we can partner with a developer or a builder to what's in the best interest of the town as well as, you know, their self-interest.
Yeah, absolutely. And because Clinton is a little bit different.
Yes.
It is a little bit different, so I can appreciate that.
And it's a balance as far as trying to bring in the businesses that are, one, you know, we want. You don't want to see big box stores in town because we've got some amazing merchants and restaurants down there. So how do we ensure that we continue to bring in other businesses that will complement what we already have? And how do we continue with the corridor? So it's not just Main Street, East Main Street, and Halsted, but maybe West Main Street and then carrying on to Old 22.
Sure. Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you for doing that. And I know there's a lot of people behind the scenes that are helping you with
absolutely.
That, too. I'm going to give a quick shout out. Angela's watching again right now. Angela's like a big fan. She's
hi,
on
Angela.
She always throws out. And Nicole's watching.
Hi,
thanks,
Nicole.
Hello. And I didn't mention this at the top of the show, but if you have a question that you would like to ask Mayor Janice, you can comment. I have my phone here, so I'm watching this live like you are, so you can comment here, ask a question, and if we have time, we're going to jump in on that too. So I want to make sure I'm watching the clock here, and that's part of the problem with this. It's so much fun, it just flies by.
Right.
Rivertown Film Festival.
Yes, I'm so excited.
Let's talk about the film festival. The second annual film festival is coming up this September.
Yes.
Talk about it.
So, well, the first film festival came about, so my business partner, Kiki Buckley, actually, she's in film. She does mostly documentaries at this point in time, but she comes from Hollywood. She worked for one of the major studios, and she's now here. And her and I happened to be meeting one day. Another friend who does the film festival in South Orange said, oh, Clinton really needs to have a film festival. So I'm like, oh, that sounds like a great idea. Mm-hmm. I actually thought he wanted to take it on and do it, but his idea was to kind of pass it off.
Okay.
So I roped Kiki into joining me with it. And, you know, we initially thought this little one-day film festival, couple of films, and it just organically grew into something so much larger. Mm-hmm. Last year it was 3 days. You know, both with her connections in Hollywood as well as mine, we brought in judges that are industry judges.
I saw them. Yeah.
I mean, it's
incredible.
Unbelievable to get those kind of individuals to come in and see these films. So, you know, and they've come back this year. We've added two new ones this year, which is even more exciting. And we added art to it. We added films over multiple days. And then we ended with a concert. So you know, everyone has heard of Electric Light Orchestra. It's they're now the orchestra starring former ELO and ELO Part 2 members, which they performed last year, and they will be performing again this year for us. It's so exciting. I mean, these are guys that sell out 20,000 seat arenas overseas and here in the States, and here we are. We're going to have them in our little 335 seat tent.
Mm-hmm.
So this is it's a great opportunity. The films this year are some amazing films, and our theme is community. So you can pretty much find community in anything. And last year we took on some tough subjects. We had our Best in Show was a film on the foster care system.
Oh, okay.
We had one on human trafficking. Mm. We had a film on breast cancer. You know, so many of them go across venues that are, you know, people are dealing with every single day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and when we were talking about what does the theme need to be, you know, Kiki and I were both, you know, we're both passionate about our communities and about bringing people together.
Mm-hmm.
And at a time we were looking at such division, you know, there's such hatred and bad words, probably the best way to say, between
polarization,
people. Polarization, yes.
Yeah.
So that, you know, we wanted to bring people together, and everyone gets around film.
Yeah.
You know, not everyone loves every film, but movies bring people together. So that was why we wanted to kind of do this. And the Red Mill is just an amazing host. I can't thank them enough. You know, we turned this beautiful piece of property into a tent city, and we have the technology to show top of the line films over LED screen. I mean, it's unbelievable. I'm thinking we're going to, you know, pull down the screen and have the little projector. I mean, we had unbelievable equipment out there. So, you know, Kennedy Entertainment was great. Star Tent Rental was great. All of our sponsors just did an amazing job, you know, coming together.
Awesome.
And Kiki was a taskmaster. She kept us all on target and kept us moving forward. So, you know, I'm looking forward to this year.
Well, official invitation right now, when end of August comes around, if you want to come back on.
Absolutely.
With Kiki, and we can talk about just the film festival itself and do some promotion there.
That sounds great.
You mentioned some tough subjects before, and there are so many things going on in life. When we spoke earlier, there was a couple of particular charities and organizations and subjects that are near and dear to your heart.
Yes.
Please speak about one or two of those right now.
Sure.
The one that fascinated me the most was the Honor Diaries.
Yes.
One. That was interesting.
So Honor Diaries, it started out as a film. It was advocates from different countries coming together to talk about, you know, how to address it's honor killings, it's forced marriage, it's female genital mutilation, you know, all of these issues that people will say, well, that doesn't happen here in the States. You know, that's somewhere else. That's cultural. It's not cultural. It is a violation of human rights. Yeah. It is an abuse. And the hardest part for me when I got involved, because I've done so much work around domestic violence and sexual assault, the honor violence part of it is it's family members perpetrating the violence.
Mm.
So to see that happen and to know that your parents or your brothers or sisters who are supposed to be protecting you are actually the ones who are causing the harm.
Yeah.
I met this one woman, Jasvinder. She runs an organization in the UK called Karma Nirvana, which deals with forced marriage. And I went, they do a day of memory every year. They started it 4 years ago. I went to their first one that they did in London. And while I was there, you know, I learned so much and I met these amazing women who, you know, when victims of domestic violence leave, not always, but sometimes they have family members to go to. In the case of honor violence or forced marriage, you are now taking women out of their family environment, out of their communities, and they can't go back because, you know, to the parents that are holding on to this culture, it's shameful.
So they're just shunned.
They're shunned completely. Mm-hmm. They have to make a complete break. And Jasvinder, they were trying to force her into a marriage. She ran away. And her parents basically said, either you come back and marry this individual, she was 16 years old, much older man, or you're dead to us. Yeah. And so she's not, you know, engaged with her family. So, you know, having this conversation with her and the Honor Diaries became more of a global movement. They mm-hmm. created an organization, and it's called Honor Diaries. And when I was introduced to them, I felt an instant connection. Like, I wanted mm-hmm. to be a part of how do you raise mm-hmm. awareness? You know, someone will say there's no honor violence in the United States. Well, we know that's not true. No. You know, the one girl that was run over by her father in Arizona, the father in Texas that murdered both of his daughters in his cab. You know, that to me, those are just two examples. Mm-hmm. I met a police officer. I had gone and done a presentation in Passaic County on honor violence. And afterwards, he came up to me. He goes, "Now I understand." And I didn't know what he was talking about. He goes, "I had a young woman come in to the station one day and say, 'I'm letting you know that I'm running away. But if you find my body, my parents killed me.'"
Oh, my God.
And that to me, I so he said, you know, we never heard from her again. And I hope every single day that, you know, she's safe wherever she ran to. Yeah. But to have that kind of fear of your own family members, that is just, it's so hard.
It's amazing.
Yeah. You know, this, like I said, this Honor Diaries, you can find out more. They do have a website. It's honordiaries.org. Mm-hmm. But it is an amazing organization. And again, you know, domestic violence, sexual assault, any kind of violence yeah. is just not acceptable.
Yeah. And the domestic violence issue, I know you're going to do your hair purple.
I do. Every
in October.
In October. I did last October. This will be my third year going completely purple. And it mm-hmm. freaks people out. You know, they don't necessarily want to see a mayor with purple hair. But, you know, for me, it's about – I have a pulpit. I have a bully pulpit that right. allows me to talk about issues that are important to me. Mm-hmm. And, you know – I can be a voice for those that don't have one.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you do it well, too.
Thank you.
Very well. Going back to Clinton,
yes.
There's a lot of different subjects we could talk about.
Mm-hmm.
If you have an audience here, you have a bully pulpit right here for some people. What's one of the main topics that's on your mind now that you want a project of some sort that you want to kind of spotlight?
I think probably the redevelopment. Many towns are dealing with what we call an affordable housing. Mm. The court system is making a determination the number of affordable units that communities need to build.
Right.
Unfortunately, the legislature hasn't done their job and created legislation. And this goes back to the late 70s, early 80s when it all started. And we've just never come up with a plausible system to create affordable housing within our communities.
Mm.
So we continue to battle every single day. And it's not about being opposed to affordable housing. It's unfortunately the way it works is to get one affordable unit, a builder gets four market rate units. So if a court tells me I need 100 new affordable units, multiply that,
yeah.
and now you're looking at so much, you know, so many more units.
Sure.
Put the affordable in, but don't force the market rate down on us as
right.
well. You know, and they don't take into account infrastructure or utilities and how all that works. So our redevelopment area, we're hoping that we can put some mixed use in there. So we'll have some retail, some commercial, as well as some housing. And included in that will be some affordable housing so that, you know, we can meet our obligation, but also plan appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of what the redevelopment, the two redevelopment areas are going to be, you know, our focus for the next couple of years to make sure that we do it the right way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't want to just build housing for the sake of building housing.
Sure.
I want to make sure that whatever we put in, one, fits with the look and feel of Clinton because mm-hmm. we don't want to lose our character and also meets the needs of, you know, those who are looking for affordable housing within our community.
Are there two designated areas now?
We have two designated redevelopment areas. One completely, well, just about done being designated. The A&P is in process. So the whole designation goes through, you know, multiple iterations.
Mm-hmm.
We notify the property owners to let them know.
Mm-hmm.
We did the Agway. We didn't do it as a condemnation so that, you know, because that obviously is people's first concern, like, oh, you're going to take my home.
Yeah.
That absolutely is not it. If you want to keep your home, that's fine. What we're doing is giving you the opportunity that should you want to sell, at some point in time, you're part of this redevelopment area. It makes it more, it looks more attractive to a developer potentially.
Absolutely, yeah.
And we want to see blighted areas start to get redeveloped and turned into uses that make sense. And again, complement what we already have.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Agway, how long has that been empty now?
12 years,
has
I want to say.
Has it been that long? Mm-hmm. My gosh.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, it wasn't too long after I first moved to Clinton. I remembered seeing that was gone. And so the A&P is actually considering use the property?
No. Obviously, it's been for sale since they closed the building. But what we're doing is looking to designate that along that corridor another area in need of redevelopment. So, again, it adds additional benefits to, you know, a developer who may have some money to come in and put the right kind of development there.
I see what you're saying. Okay. All right. I know personally I've heard from a number of people they want a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods.
Okay, so Trader Joe's and Whole Foods will not come in. I have talked to every food store chain.
Really?
When A&P was first closing. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, from what I understand and what their corporate offices tell me is that while we may have the income, we don't have the population.
Oh, too bad.
Market studies.
Oh, I think they're missing out.
I don't disagree.
they're missing out.
Hopefully we will get something there.
Yeah. Well, it's good for other businesses if they're not there, then that's for sure. I know that people will traffic into other places too. So a couple minutes left before we go to a hard break. Another topic that you can talk about.
Sure.
I didn't make any notes on this because you said, oh, I got so much to talk about.
Whatever.
Go for it. What's the second topic?
Let's see. Oh, let's see. What else can we talk about? There's always something to talk about.
Always something.
I
can go back to my questions if you want.
I'll go back to your questions because
okay.
You didn't give me a chance to think about what I want to talk about.
You think about it. Maybe when we come back from break, we'll do it again. So you're a huge Disney fan. You said it before.
Yes, huge Disney fan.
And when we first spoke on the phone a few days ago, you were like, oh, I love Disney. And
I do.
You do the Disney half marathon?
I do. I started 2 years ago. Okay. I love to go down to Disney, and for me, it's just, you know, I get to be a kid again.
Mm-hmm.
And they do a half marathon during the Food and Wine Festival.
Right.
They have half marathon weekend. Mm-hmm. So the first year we did the challenge. So we did the 10K and the half.
Mm-hmm.
And then last year we did the 5K, the 10K, and the half. And
wow.
So it's my excuse to go to Disney without kids.
Absolutely. And your favorite Disney movie is?
Roger Rabbit.
And why?
You know, I don't know. For whatever reason, I think it was the interaction of cartoon and live action.
Yeah, that was brand new at the time.
It was. And the character was, you know, there's just something about the character. I loved him. And that's my feel-good movie. When I need something to watch.
Ever since that movie, I have never looked at patty cakes the same way ever again.
I know, it did.
It completely ruined patty cakes for me ever since then. It's just, it's not that innocent patty cake game anymore.
No, not anymore.
Thank you, Roger and Disney. I think I mentioned to you, I love Lilo and Stitch.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite ones. I think it might have been one of the last Disney movies that included hand animation, actually, too, hand-drawn animation. Because they went into
the Pixar does a lot of the films now.
Now, did you go see the live-action Beauty and Beast in the theater, or have you seen that yet?
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I love it.
I liked it.
I did. I saw that. Yeah. I saw Lion King twice.
On Broadway?
On Broadway.
Okay. Yeah, because the movie Lion King was actually my son's very first foray into a movie theater. And it was in Montclair,
okay.
The old Bellevue Theater,
yes.
Because they had the balcony upstairs. And I thought, okay, we can watch this and nobody's going to be bothered.
Right.
That was a mistake. He was way too young. But The Lion King got a special place in my heart there, too. And then, what's your second favorite then?
My second favorite movie? Probably Mulan.
Oh, really?
Yes. And I say that because I use, for those that remember, I mean, a lot of the kids have not seen Mulan yet, but because I do a lot of advocacy work for women and I train women to run for office, it's, you know, it shows the traditional role for a woman was, you know, to get married and she tries to go to the wedding person and obviously cannot. That is not who she is in any way, shape, or form. And she actually breaks the mold. So that was probably one of the first times that Disney made the heroine the lead in the movie and the one that that saved the day.
I can understand that.
It wasn't a woman, or wasn't a man saving the day. It was a woman saving the day.
Absolutely.
Nothing against guys or anything like that, but, you know.
Absolutely. It's interesting. I'm going to go over for a second here, but I'm watching a series on, I think it's Sci-Fi Channel with James Cameron, mm-hmm. where they're talking about science fiction movies and a different subject matter and how these movies have impacted culture.
Right.
And they had Sigourney Weaver on. And they asked her what attracted her to the role of Ripley in Alien.
Right.
And she said, I think it was one of the first movies Hollywood had as a woman who saves the day.
Yes.
Like nobody expected Ripley to be the lone survivor of the entire ship.
Right.
Spoiler alerts, I should have said that first if anybody hasn't seen Alien yet.
If you haven't seen it by now, you're not going to see it.
But on that note, I'm going to take a commercial break. We'll be right back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. We'll be right back. Don't move.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Retail Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hot in Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hot in Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
Welcome back, Max Living. Listen, the Max Challenge of Clinton is here. We're opening in a couple of weeks at the Grey Rock Shopping Plaza. It's the last day for founding member special, so you're going to want to get in on this. We have our trial class next Friday night, June 8th at 6:30 p.m. at the beautiful Holiday Inn. Bring a friend. You can reserve your spot on Facebook. And we are going to be at the Hunterdon County Community Day this Saturday from 11 to 4 with the Max Challenge of Flemington also. So Max Challenge of Flemington and Clinton will be there. Come on down. That's 11 to 4 at the Hunterdon Fairgrounds in Ringo's. So I am back with the mayor of Clinton, Janice Kovach, and having a great conversation with you. We were talking about exercise before we went on air, too. We only have a few minutes left. But aside from the fact that you run begrudgingly, I just happenstancely asked you if you had to choose a favorite exercise, what was it?
Kickboxing.
Kickboxing. And Janice did not know we had kickboxing classes every Friday.
So I will be there on Friday morning.
Yeah. So 5 or 6 a.m.
9:30. Probably 5.
Okay. So now I have to be there. So
yes.
Maybe I'll teach that one.
Okay.
That'll be interesting. Cool. So, beautiful town of Clinton.
Yes.
Obviously, there's so many aspects that go on into governing it, taking care of it. How could people, if somebody wants to be involved in Clinton and in doing something, how would they get involved?
There's a number of, I mean, we have a number of committees in town. So anyone that's interested, if you reach out to the clerk's office, or if you go online, there's a, on our website, there's a, an interest form. You can fill out the interest form, drop it off at the municipal building. Obviously, people who know how to reach me, whether it's through Facebook, email, cell phone, Twitter, any of them, you know, reach out to me and say you're interested and let's have a conversation. We're always looking for volunteers. I mean, we can't do what we do without our volunteers.
Are there any particular committees right now that are actively in need?
I believe the Historic Commission is actually looking. If I'm not mistaken, there may be some seats on that and probably some of the others as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the, people rotate around, you know, they're not that it's a lot of work, but it can be a lot of work, especially if you, you put the passion into it.
Yeah.
Because you have to be passionate about what you do. If you're not, it just becomes, you know, something that you force yourself to do and you don't enjoy.
Sure, there's, when there's no passion.
But there's always something. We have our town picnic coming up. So there was a picnic committee that comes up. That is June 9th.
Mm-hmm.
And that's over at Hunts Mill Park. So if anyone's interested in volunteering, I think they're still looking for volunteers. So reach out to me. I will put you in contact with Kim Rogan, who is organizing all of that.
Okay.
And, yeah, just anything that you're interested in, whatever it be. I will put out this challenge. So the town of Clinton, mayor and council, have put together a team for the 100 and a half.
Okay.
And we have challenged every other mayor and council in Hunterdon County.
I love it.
To do the challenge as well. So... and let's see the other mayors coming out with their teams.
So the day and time of that is?
October 7th.
October 7th?
October 7th.
And how long is it?
13 miles?
13.1? 13.1. Half marathon. Official.
You can do it as a relay, though.
As a relay?
Yes, they will allow you to do it as a relay. So
well, that's no fun. No, I'm joking. I'm kidding.
I have my council members and I will be have a team together. And
fantastic.
We did throw that challenge out there. So mayors and council members, if you're listening, you can't stack it with runners. You've got to be the ones doing it yourself.
So average people putting a relay team together, the challenge is sent out to all the mayors in the area.
That's right.
I love that idea. I love that idea. October 7th, huh?
I think it's 6th or 7th. I can't remember which day it is.
Have you put your team together yet?
Yeah, we have our team.
You have your team.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I believe Clinton Public School may be even putting together a challenge. Some of the teachers may be putting together a challenge for some of the other schools locally.
Gotcha. I like that. I love the competitive spirit. So.
Clinton's all about the challenge.
Yeah. Wow. Hence, one of our – that's right, a great tie-in for the Max Challenge. It was interesting. You said something earlier when you first became involved in politics that you like to see the impact that you could have on people's lives. And in my head, I instantly related back to being a personal trainer.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, what we're doing at the Max Challenge is we get – you know, in just 10 weeks, you get to see the impact that you have on people's lives in so many ways, not just the physical aspect too. If we had more time, I would probably share a story or two I've gotten tears in my eyes listening to some of the ways that people's lives have changed just from physical fitness. So all about the challenge is great. So you said a little bit about how you are available. If somebody wanted to get in contact with your office directly, what's your contact number and information? How could they get hold of you?
So they can email me. My email is jkovach@clintonnj.gov. My cell phone, which is out there, is 908-399-8921. And I do – texting is probably the best way to start out with a phone call rather than a phone call. Or just reaching out to the municipal building, and that number is 908-735-8616.
Fantastic. Fantastic. Well, we have a couple minutes left, Mayor. A topic I had asked you before, was there another topic you want to talk about? Do you have a couple minutes?
Yes.
What do you want to talk about?
So I will be at the Women's Clubs of New Jersey hosts a Girls Institute at Rutgers University every year. I'm going to be down there next week talking to high school students, high school girls, doing their morning keynote called Actually I Can.
Oh, wow.
And then I do two breakout sessions called I Want a Seat at the Table. And when I first ran for office, when I first ran for mayor, you know, a lot of people were, again, because, you know, you don't see a lot of women mayors.
Mm-hmm.
It was, well, you know, why don't you just run for council because, you know, let the guys have the mayor seat. and I had hot pink bracelets made that say, I want a seat at the table.
Nice.
Because if I'm not at the table, I'm on the menu.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And that's the conversation I have with a lot of the students. You know, and mostly girls, but obviously, you know, boys are welcome to be a part of it as well. We need to build a bench of individuals who are interested in continuing the work that we do. I don't want to be 80 years old sitting in this seat. Mm. I intend to be on a beach drinking out of a coconut. And if Excellent. We don't build that bench and we don't give the tools and the support necessary to get others involved, then we're not going to see things continue the way they are. You'll start to see crumbling infrastructure.
Sure.
You'll see things falling apart because it gets to a point where if it's just me, I'm one person. But if I can create 10 of me, so much more gets done.
Fantastic. So if somebody wanted to get information on this for next week, where would they go?
It is through the Women's Clubs of New Jersey, and I believe they have a website.
Okay. Women's Clubs of New Jersey. Google.
Yes.
People can Google that. I have to tell you, it's and before I even forget to do this, because we put together a small bag of Max Challenge gear for you.
Okay.
And a really cool book. I wanted to give that to you. Got it. And a really cool book about testimonies in there.
Great.
I have to tell you that if I learned anything today that I did not know when I woke up this morning, it was the tremendous voice and advocate you are for women's issues.
Thank you.
Briefly, we had talked a little bit before about why that's important to my heart.
Right.
And I have to say, again, very impressive that you go out there, you do all of these things, you interact, and you're getting the next generation of women ready to share their voice.
I hope
and
so.
And be a part of it.
Yes, I hope so.
And the way I've always looked at things, Mayor, is that it's that's still a pond of water, and we're dropping a pebble into it.
Yes.
And you're dropping all of these pebbles, and so those ripples. And like you said, you're going to make other people just like you, other women just like you. So even if you get one person out of 100,
yes,
and they get one person out of 100, a generation from now, that you've personally have affected thousands of women.
Right. It's like that old Fabergé shampoo commercial that when I talk to the kids, they never know what I'm talking about. But it's, you know, the original version of social media. You tell two friends and they'll tell two friends and so on.
Okay. Yeah.
And it kept showing the numbers multiplying.
Yeah.
And the girls look at me or the guys look at me like, what's Fabergé? I'm like, I'm not that old, am I?
Well, I remember the commercial, but I'm bald, so I don't pay attention to shampoo commercials too much anymore. So, Mayor Janice, thank you.
Thank you very
sincerely,
much.
Sincerely, thank you for being here with me. It's been such a pleasure speaking with you. We only have a few seconds to go. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, 908-627-7020. You are not going to want to miss out on this. I'll be back next Wednesday, 1 p.m. Thanks again, Mayor.
Thank you.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News.
President Trump weighed in on the Roseanne Barr controversy today on Twitter. The president said Bob Iger of ABC called Valerie Jarrett to let her know that ABC does not tolerate comments like those made by Roseanne Barr. The president said he never received a call from Iger regarding some of the horrible statements made about him on ABC. Or he just didn't get the call. Today at the White House, President Trump signed the Right to Try Act, which will give terminally ill patients greater access to experimental treatments.
Now, with the passage of this bill, Americans will be able to seek cures right here at home, close to their family and their loved ones. We are finally giving these wonderful Americans the right to try. So important.
Elsewhere, quick look at your numbers on Wall Street today. Currently, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up right around 250 points. This is USA Radio News.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Call now.
800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. 800-635-6303. That's 800-635-6303.
Not all benefits listed may be available on all plans or in a single benefit package. Enrollment in the described plan type may be limited to certain times of the year unless you qualify for a special enrollment period. No obligation to enroll.
Some cross-border bickering about the president's wall proposal continues as USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
President Donald Trump insisting at an appearance in Nashville on Tuesday night that Mexico